Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
So you know the deal. It's time for Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, everybody, happy evening. Happy Tuesday the 15th. This is another edition of Those Casual Reds show coming live from Los Angeles on the LA Talk Radio platform. Yeah. I haven't turned everybody else's on yet, though. Go ahead. One, three, four. Okay, he's getting the shit out of me.
whoa.
Bumba Clot. We're brought to you by Balorin Manukin LLP. Balorin Manukin and Shot Gideon, BMS is what they're called. They're a private litigation, personal injury litigation. Call them for 747-444-444. Get that free consultation. They're one of the finest in Southern California with a 98 or 97 success rate. Success rate.
Success, guys.
That's for they're loved by Hike, Vahe, Ashat, Ani, David, Shushan. Did I say Ani?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Balorin, Maluki, and Shagidian, this is what they're known as. Let's get it going. Sam, bring in everybody. We got a full show today, a full panel of Reds.
I'm glad you got the sponsors out there, Casey, because I thought we were getting shut down at the moment. So good thing to put the sponsors out there.
Yeah, I always got to keep the sponsors in. Yeah, they own us. Some people like to say we are owned. Big show today. Fun show. I'm just going to give everybody introductions. I'm going to bring on some new people. Let's start with my man Ronaldo. How you doing, my brother? Another one of the Dirty South representatives. How you doing out there?
Holding it down, trying to stay sane.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do. That sounds so cold and heartless. You know what's cold and heartless? We're going to talk about cold and heartless in a little bit. My man Logan, another LA Red in the house. Oh, Logan, how you doing?
Represent,
doing Logan.
Well, doing well. How you boys doing?
Man, we're great. Happy birthday to my man Sean in Pittsburgh. Everybody give Sean a happy birthday. Good big gunshot to Sean. Blup, 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 shot. What's going on, Sean? How old are you today? 52, you're my age. Born in 71. How's it feel?
41, baby. 41.
You look great for 41. You look great for 41. You look absolutely great. And the brand new father, my man Mikey Douglas, representing the ATL. How you doing, Pops? Damn!
You talk about who's disrespecting Sir Alex?
Wow!
Who's disrespecting Sir Alex?
Wow!
Me.
That's how we do it with the Red Army. That's how we do with the Red Army. My in-studio host, Germ.
Yo, what's
good
up,
to
man?
See ya.
Good to be back. Good to be here in the studio with you lovely gentlemen.
Yeah, I can't get over what just happened. Yeah. I'm loving it.
Don't get Casey started.
Man. My man Cheese, what's good?
Yeah, you know, I was enjoying my international break from Manchester United. Like, everything was going so well until this bullshit today.
Well, we're going to get into the bullshit. Let me get y'all caught up with some current news. There were some injury concerns about Rasmus Højlund. If he was going to be able to play, he'll be fine. He'll be good to go for this weekend. We got Lenny Euro and Kobe and Garnacho are up for the Young Player Award. They're in the finals. Tyrell Malacia is expected to be included with the match day squad for the game against Leicester City. We'll all see. People, don't hold your breath. And today, happy birthday to our guy, King Cole, Andy Cole. Today's his birthday. And this is another fun thing about Sir Alex Ferguson. Sir Alex Ferguson and the Manchester United Football Board have been asked not to enter the dressing room at Old Trafford, breaking a tradition that stretches back to the days of Sir Matt Busby. That's interesting. That goes on today. And then the next topic, we'll get into it right now. So,
do you want me to start off? Because I know it's going to piss Mikey off.
No, well, let's introduce it to the listeners out there. What's going on? Apparently,
what you're
going to
say? You're pro-establishment.
Damn, it's already started. Okay, go ahead, Casey, let me get the topic. So the topics that we got going on here is Sir Alex Ferguson has been fired by Sir Jim. Sir Jim came, said he spoke to him personally and said that they had he was part of the cutbacks that needed to be done. His 2.1 mil salary has now been removed from our books, which is, I think, a 0.2% of our 60-something million pound revenue. That will get you, if you want to pay a player with that, it will cost you $40,000 a week. So I don't know who you get with that. But anyway, Sir Alex Ferguson is no longer in the books. His ambassadorship has been removed. I'm just going to let guys jump in there and get in there because I feel like this topic has been, I kind of went off on people today. Some people said some cheeky shit I thought was just flat out rude. Someone called him a greedy old man. Some people said he didn't need it. Some people said that he no longer needs to be an influence at the club. So some people voiced their opinion. So let's get into it. Sean, since you're ready to go, it's your birthday. You speak on it. How do you feel about this? Is this a good move by Ineos, or do you feel this is treasonous, disloyal?
I don't see what the problem is. From what I read today, they both came to a mutual agreement that he was stepping down.
And can I ask you one question before you continue? Where did you read this? Because I read the Athletic.
I read it online. There's also, I believe it's on the Man United website too. Okay. Man United, thank you.
I just want to check your sources.
I don't see a problem with it. The guy's 82. What's he doing this ambassador? Okay, I get that at the end of the day, he's a legend. He is the greatest manager that England has ever seen. But we are not Man United at all, and we are fucking broke. It might be 2 million, might sound, but when you take the 2 million away from him, you take away the 500 people that have been fired, it starts to build up. At the end of the day, we're broke, and it, from what I'm seeing, it's a mutual, like, Fergie's fine with it. He's invited to all the games, so I don't see what the problem is. Like, what's the people that are pissed off about it, what's he doing to earn 2.5 million a year? What is he doing at Old Trafford? Because he's not traveling abroad. He goes to the games, and he can be an ambassador for free by going to the games. So I'll always love him. The club won't be with where it is without him right now. So don't anyone get that skewed. I just, with him being paid and Man United being broke as shit, I don't see what the problem is. If he's fine with it, what's the problem?
Good on you, Sean. That's, I want to go next just because I'm also on the same wavelength as Sean. I didn't want to say it in front of you earlier.
Why?
I wanted to say it for the show. Because I see exactly. I see what you've been doing online.
You should, son.
No, I wanted to wait for this moment live so I can tell you here in studio on cameras.
That's what he was doing. You waited for me to say it first.
Yeah. I wanted to let you get your take on, right? I mean, the same thing. What is he offering? He's a legend. Great, right? The emotional side is you don't want this to happen, the optics, but logically and business wise, yeah. I mean he can still go to games.
Going to games as a consolation.
It's a consolation, it's the fact that as an ambassador you're supposed to go out there. He's 80 plus years old. You're not going to ask for him to do that. He's going to go to games, he's going to be there. Stop. But he's not making decisions anymore. He's not having that weight.
Fine.
Exactly, just let him go. It's fine. This was amicable, as we see online. I don't know what the whole uproar is about. I get it emotionally. Sir Alex, right? He built this club the way he's supposed to be now. But, I mean, come on.
And those are all fair points. I'm not going to jump on you. I'm here to listen.
Everyone has different opinions. I'm not saying your opinion is wrong. And mine is wrong. It's just my opinion.
Oh, no. My opinion's right.
All right.
Mikey, jump in there. Mikey.
Man, about time. Listening to the pro-establishment. So long. All right. So, Ji-Sun Park is an ambassador. Why? He's not even the most famous guy in Korea no more. Why are we paying him Why are we still paying Dennis Irwin? Why? Why are we paying those guys?
Someone made a comment towards York? These. Why we keep why those York? Guys? I'm going to speak on
Why York famously said he's not a United fan. Why? Why are we paying? He's an ambassador. Sir Bobby Charlton was an ambassador until he died. Until he died. So this whole he's old thing, he did it till the day he died. Who's a better ambassador for the club than Sir Alex, the guy who built it? None of us would be in this room talking to each other unless Sir Alex done what he's done. Let's just say that, number one. Number two, the way it was done was bad. The way it was said was bad. Now, granted, they've come back now and said it's mutual consent. But the way it was said in the beginning, and then to say, oh, he's not allowed in the locker rooms. Like, who? That man can sit and wank in the Stretford End if he wants to, and we'll pay him for that. He made the place. If $2 million is bending your pocket so much, you shouldn't run a football club. Not a one of this magnitude. The last thing is, they cleared 250 staff before this, right? Before this, for non-essential reasons. For non-essential, the term is they had too many people doing the same job. So they got rid of them. So now we have less staff than Chelsea, Tottenham, and all these other places, right? But yet we're still paying Jisung Park, Robbo, Dennis Irwin, and men like that.
Well, so let me stop you real quick. No, Jisung Park is an ambassador.
Let me finish.
Well, I was going to let you know what they do.
Okay, well, I'll let you know what Sir Alex does. He has a stand in the damn
place. Yeah, so when people talk about he should let be let in the game, he got a stand named after him.
Anybody needs to be there, it's him. If anybody needs to be there, it's him. So I'm sorry. You can let me know. I gotta run.
Yeah.
Okay. So
let me just read something here that was given to me. It says, "Can't speak to all, but most of these players I know personally and spend a decent amount of time with. Take Robbo, for instance. He does over 120 engagements a year on behalf of the club as an ambassador. They actually want him to do more, but he said no. That's more two a week. All of these engagements generate sponsorship revenue for the club and more than cover his expense. Fergie doesn't do anything close to this number, hardly any, in fact, other than the lunches he hosts in the director's box each match."
So I didn't mean to blindside Mike. Who wrote that?
Steve Baxter.
I know he's not a popular person, but anyway.
I don't know if they wanted me to read that.
So I just wanted to read that. Someone was trying to jump in here. Let's get Ronaldo in there. And I know, no, Sean, what were you saying to counter that?
Well, Jisung Park actually does hundreds of hours for Manchester United in South Korea and all over Asia.
Right.
But most of Man United support comes from Asia.
Okay, that's great. Ronaldo.
And it's not from Manchester. It's not from England. It's from Asia.
I know that's right.
He actually has Premier League medals. He actually has a Champions League medal. So, human sum could go up. Jisung Park, ambassador.
Logan, how do you... Oh, no, sorry. Go ahead, Ronaldo. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, this whole thing is ridiculous because, I mean, to release it in public, I think, was stupid. Stupid. Like, why this could have been a hush-hush thing? And Fergie would have been in the stands watching games.
We'd have been none the wiser.
We'd have been none the wiser.
Yep.
We'd have been watching better teams than ours.
Tell them, Twin. Tell them.
Oh, Man United's boss, Fergie. Yo, it doesn't even matter. They could pay him or not. Fergie's an ambassador no matter what by just...
Facts.
I mean, but now let's come back to center. Why? Why do we have to cut money?
Oh, let's not go to that topic again. Yeah. Don't go there.
That's a segment. Don't go right there. We'll get into.
But I like where you're going.
Let him cook. Let him cook.
Okay. Cut money. It's not Fergie's fault. It's not Ten Hag's fault. And it's not Ineos' fault. They're trying to fix the problem. The problem owns 75% of the club still. That's the reason why we have to cut Fergie's money. Glazers.
Logan.
Still here.
Logan, a virgin to the show. Welcome, Logan. This is his first time, Logan.
Virgin to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
So how you feel on this matter?
I talked to you a little bit earlier this morning. I think there's just a lot of like closed door conversation that's really going to dictate how I feel about this. If Ineos just kind of came in and said, you know, this is how it is, screw you, Sir Alex, then obviously that shit's not cool. But, you know, I think Sir Alex would do anything for this club.
He sure will.
Say, like, hey, we need some money. And, like, if you forego your salary, I could see them kind of using this as a domino effect and cutting other ambassadors, and it's going to look less bad unless they, like, imagine they just cut Jisung Park all of a sudden and everyone found out, you know?
I don't give a shit. I hear what you're saying.
I just want to say this. If $2 million is breaking us this bad, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? We're talking about saving $2 million on the book? That guy should get a legacy check just for existing.
We posted $113 million loss this year.
Okay, let me finish, please. Thank you. We wouldn't have a check to get if it's not for him. We wouldn't be watching this game as much as we. None of us would be in this room if it wasn't for his efforts. We would not. So I just don't see now. If it's mutual, fine. I'm with that. But there's a whole lot of other ways the money needs to be cut up before we even get to Sir Alex. Before we even look in Sir Alex's direction, there's 1,000 other ways that shit needs to change. So that's why I didn't like it, and it came out badly in the beginning. The way it was said to us in the beginning was terrible, and the way it was marketed, like, oh yeah, we got rid of, and in the midst of all of this right now, you do this right now, we're losing.
That's another point.
90% of us don't want. We have players that 90% of us hate. Why are we doing this now to a club? This is the worst timing. Its optics are terrible. That's why I'm like, this is dumb. I'm on Ineos watch, bro.
Jeez. I agree with the way that it was said, but I'm going to say this. Like, what have we said here in the past? What do the media do to Man United? Flip shit, make shit look bad.
Yep.
Who is to say that this came out in a good light? How Fergie was okay with it, and then the media just flipped it.
Exactly.
Like they usually do.
Exactly.
We're filling it
all the time. Like, we don't have a siege mentality as fans. I feel like, you know, I feel like the players don't have a siege mentality.
And not only that,
they're really because, like, you are so under attack right now, and you're not fighting, you're not playing better, you're not training properly. Like, do you care? Like, this is all they want. This is what the media want. We kicked their ass for 26 years because of Fergie, and now we're under pressure. They're gonna take everything and anything and flip it negatively to have us bickering like this.
But that's the thing. If I'm Ineos, I know this is what the media does. Yeah, so why even say anything?
It's stupid for that. Absolutely.
Especially at this part in time of the season where we suck and y'all are fighting for this coach. Y'all have made no decisions on this coach. And we talking about Fergie, you know this was going to happen in the British media. That's
cheese.
Fine.
Hold on. Let me let that cheese in there.
Having a good break. I was watching my American sports.
Yep. I'm not gonna hot up my head over this. I'm not gonna get upset. I actually kind of agree with a lot of you. Just basically the way it was handled was shite. Definitely shite. I am gonna hold out hope that behind the scenes the man them know what they're doing, and Sir Alex will definitely be taken care of. Like I can't stress that right now. Right. People getting upset. Like, I have a belief in my heart that Sir Alex will be taken care of. They will not hang the man out to dry like that. So that's where I stand. But I'm definitely on Ineos watch. This was a strike one for me, because I've been riding with them and being like, yo, on the fence with Ten Hag. You guys are backing him. I'm backing you guys. But yo, just the way this was handling the media, I don't rate it at all. So we're up on Ineos watch for sure.
All right, so let's...
Real quick, you know Fergie's going to retain his role as a non-executive member of the board also.
Correct.
Of course.
Why did we say
he's not completely
anything.
Gone.
Yeah, but no. It's not about him being gone, and I hear everybody's argument. Yes, we need money. We're broke. I don't know why we have broke owners, but anyway, let's let that go. Yes, we need to make cutbacks. $2 million in the grand scheme is a lot of money. A lot of us won't make that in our lifetime.
In regards to breaking tradition, we don't get an explanation why. They just do things.
Well, that's another topic. Right? That's another topic. Well, yeah, you know, Sir Jim has he's the shot caller now. He has the right to do things. Now, the way I read it in The Athletic, Sir Jim said, I contacted Fergie to let him know we're making cutbacks and we're going to remove his salary, his ambassadorship. Fergie was okay with it. Fergie said, that's fine. I'll pay the bills. Cool. But I'm on the same wavelength as Mikey. Now, how much has this club made off 20 times? And I know he's done it 13 times. How many clubs have made of saying we're the first treble winners? How many times has this club, how much money has this club generated off Fergie's likeness, his presence, what he's done for this club? The reason why we're all here, you can't put a dollar amount on that. And I understand we're trying to cut back and save money. We're going to build a $2 billion stadium. And we're okay, so let's not have, let's have only 50% of the seats be toilet seats be heated then. Keep the money.
Are you going to have a stand in that
if place? If you want to have Oasis do a friggin' Ross Clot concert at Trafford, you keep Fergie's money. I believe, me personally, he's a legacy. This should be a legacy payment. Listen, what you've done for this club, what you've done for English football, nobody can repay you. It's an honor that we have Sir Alex Ferguson in our record books. It's a honor that we have a stand named after him. It's an honor and a privilege the good times he's brought this club. There's no dollar amount you can put on it. I think the way it came out, it looks shitty. The optics is bad because, like Mikey says, we're not in the best state right now. Some people want our current coach to be fired. So now some people are putting it out there. They fired Fergie over they fired Eric Ten Hag. You know what I'm saying? All that is coming out like that right now. And it doesn't make sense when I drive over here and Liverpool fans is calling my Ross Clot phone. What is a club like Manchester United doing firing an England legend? I get it. And I get what we're saying, Sean. I know what you're saying. We need to save money. But how bad it looks and how hurtful it feels for some supporters, I don't see how this $2.1 million makes sense.
But how would you feel if they did this instead? They paid him $1 a year so he could keep his ambassador role.
It's not even about the ambassador role, though. I would be happy if he stayed at home and collected the money. I don't care.
I don't care. I don't want to hear about this.
And I hear what you're saying, Logan. I hear what you're saying.
I don't want his name disgraced in this manner.
It does feel like
people to even think they can take the piss. People texted me today like, look how you guys do with your manager. Look how you guys do with your greatest ever. I don't want his name disrespected. There's a lot of people I will disrespect. David De Gea is one of them.
Oh, wow.
But Sir Alex, no, bro. You can't do that, bro. And the way it came out was bad. And Ineos not knowing that, not feeling out, not thinking about any of this. This could have been done closed doors. Nobody would have known. I get you're beholden to the shareholders to leak this kind of information, to say this kind of stuff. But there's 1,000 better ways to do it. There's 1,000 other men that need less money than Alex.
Facts.
Just saying, bro. Everybody making this argument of it's just business. I'm like, all of a sudden y'all are pro-establishment when it comes to one of the top guy at our club. And we pay Anthony $10 million a year.
Hey, talking about Anthony, did you hear the news today?
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Anthony, right?
And
40 mil?
We'll
was it 40
on.
Mil?
Shout out to Jeff here. Says they got a stand named after him. So, on to Anthony. And great. I love everybody. I respect your opinions. I just think if they would have kept this quiet, that would have been the best move they could have done.
Yeah. So is it more of the way it came out?
It shocked me when I saw it this morning. I'm not going to lie. But let's move on to Anthony. So Manchester United says they are willing to listen to 40? Is that what
40
you
mil, yeah.
So is that what you want to say, Sean?
Yeah, Manchester United ready to let struggling winger Anthony leave the club for 40 million.
Well, goddamn, ain't that good?
Hey. 40 million now. I don't know if we're going to get 40 million for them.
He was worth 35 originally.
25.
How does everybody feel about that? I don't think. What do you think we could get for Anthony straight up? And real talk.
15?
I was going to say 5.
Logan, how you feel?
Dan James.
I bet you get 20 million with some add ons, some clauses in there.
Mikey, how you feel?
We're lucky if we get a box of cigarettes or some Chicken 65 for that dude, bro.
Whatever. Let me ask everybody a general question. Is Anthony better than Pellestri to you?
No, he's not.
How much did we sell Pelestri for?
40,
wasn't it?
40.
I don't know how much did we sell for.
Like five.
Oh my god.
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna get five for him and add-ons.
Make I'm just 10. Saying.
We sold Van de Beek, so it can't be that bad.
No. Pelestri though is a more of a comparable comparison.
Yeah, facts. But I'm just saying, we got Van de Beek off the books, so it's like there's got to be hope for Antony.
Oh, we.
If Ajax wants him back, man, please
take him.
So that happened today. Antony's now available for 40. There was four confirmed players that will not be back. Tom Heaton.
Another one.
Johnny Evans.
My guy from Norway. Eriksson. And I'm forgetting one more name.
Casemiro won't be back.
Yeah, anyway, Casemiro. I don't think he's... Isn't he off the
bus? Oh, and we said Jonathan, Tom Heaton. Okay, so those guys...
Eriksson, Casemiro.
...are in the end of their contracts, and they will probably not be back.
All right.
Is anybody... boo-hooing over that?
No.
Just real quick.
Go ahead.
We keep giving Tom Heaton money. We kept giving him money, But we'll have to ask Fergie for $2 billion. But we got
a I didn't realize Fergie can go and go.
Please let me finish. We got a fourth-choice goalkeeper that never plays. What are we talking about here? That's the first guy that needs to go off the books.
I like the energy Sean's bringing today.
I love it. Marvin says, we are Man United. Nothing is ever done quietly. Facts. Preach, Marvin. So, let's go into the big news. Is this the big news for today? England has a new boss. And they selected the guy that Ineos liked and I liked. Thomas Tuchel. And a lot of people felt this was going to be the guy to replace Erik ten Hag. So, what does this mean for the Manchester United Football Club? Obviously, Erik ten Hag has more time to figure it out. Or that means Rude will be the successor. I don't know. Logan, you're the new booty. Pause.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
Oh,
whoa. Yes. Yo.
God damn.
Hey. How do you feel about what is that? How does that feel for? Oh, the Lakers are playing Golden State.
All right, Casey.
They're losing, aren't they?
Focus.
Okay.
Funny James.
So, Logan, how do you feel? How do you think that helps us or hurts us? And who's the next coaching candidate? That's a big question.
That's one right there.
I think the way they push so hard for Rude to come in, I think they're really kind of banking on him being a fallback just in case the season went south. And I think with Tuchel moving to England, I think they're pretty committed to that at this point. I'd say Ten Hag might have till Christmas, depending on how these next couple weeks go. And then once that transfer window's open, see how that goes.
Fair facts. Ronaldo, how you and feel? Go ahead.
Tuchel, we saw him at Chelsea. He did okay, but not like I wasn't overly impressed with it, you know.
Winning the Champions League?
He won the Champions League.
You're not impressed with winning the Champions League?
Well, you remember people
finishing fifth and winning the Champions League.
People gauge the Premier League is more important than the Champions League.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, guys, what would you rather win? What's more important to you? The Premier League or the Champions League?
It depends on the frequency in which we win it. Like, yeah, I would love to win the league every year, but if I could mix some Europe in there, that'd be great. But to win just Europe all the time, but not handle business at home?
Well, Europa to me is... That's cool.
I'll take it right now.
Yeah. I would take it right now.
The way we're situated, we need that right now.
Birthday, Sean, how do you feel? And congratulations to you, England supporter. You have now
German win in England, a World Cup in New York City is what I'm saying.
Wow, that is crazy.
That's confident.
Wow.
That's confident.
So how do you think that hurts or helps the club? Or do you think that...
I'm seeing a lot of reports today, and I mean a lot of reports, that Ten Hag, if he does not win the next two games, is getting fired. So that goes to show that Tuchel was probably never at the top of the list.
Well,
I agree with that.
So, like, if Tuchel was top of the list, like, there was also reports today that Tuchel's been talking to England since January. So,
yeah,
this goes to show that Tuchel was never in kind of talks with. Well, he was in talks with Man United, but he wasn't
literally the number one candidate. I think that's just more media talk. So that says to me that somebody else is. I think Rude will probably take over for a little while, but United need a more established manager in charge. So I'm not sure who is going to be the top dog if we do lose the next two games. But I think, yeah, Rude's going to take over for a little while. I just hope we don't do what we did with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. If he goes on a win streak and then give him a 4-year contract, and then
that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, if United fire Ten Hag, they need a top dog manager to come in, someone that's won to come in and fix this.
Well,
I know Mourinho's done it and stuff like that, but he didn't have the backing of, say, Sir Jim and stuff like that. He didn't have a board behind him. I would take Mourinho back right now with this board behind him. Like, why not?
Not
like,
mad at that.
Who else is?
You're not mad at that? You take Mourinho back?
I would. At this point, yep.
I think Mourinho's burnt. I think he's washed.
He's past his prime.
I just don't think he's the guy who can relate to today's player anymore. Yeah, he's doing fine in these other leagues, but Premier League is a monster. We all know that's a monster. Ronaldo, how do you feel? How do you think that helps or hurts the club?
Tuchel would have been I think he would have been decent short term.
Short term? I heard that. I've heard that before. He's a short term plan.
Yeah. But the way he operates and the way our little divas behave, I know he would have ruffled fellas from the jump. So it would have been really short term. And having said that, I don't like any coach's prospects with the few fuckheads that we have in the club right now.
That's my twin. I just wanted
to say. First of all, stop all this Trinity thing. Blood clot.
He's like, I don't even have to speak after this guy speaks, though. He's like on the same wavelength. Just saying.
These guys are, I keep buying into them and they keep showing us that they're bitch made, man. It's fucking hurtful.
Bam.
Like, I'm looking forward to the academy right now. Ineos is piling up that academy.
The academy is a fat thing.
And I will say this. If Ineos' plan for us anyway is we're not winning in the Prem till 2028 anyway, let's rack up some Champions League in the meantime. Let's rack up some Champions League.
Let's get to the Champions League first.
In the meantime, if we're not winning the Prem till 2028.
We're not going to get to the Champions League till 2028.
It's the finished top four.
Jeez, you make it seem like he's just going to come in here and these players are going to win the
Champions League. You know what we are in Europa right now?
Come on, man.
22nd or something.
Okay,
shit.
So think... Just marinate on that.
We're in the mix.
We couldn't even beat FC 20.
I know.
FC 20 don't even sound like a team.
Oh yeah,
it's like the PlayStation 20 that's about to come out.
Oh my gosh,
Mikey, jump in here. I know how Mikey feel, but go ahead, Mikey. Oh, I got a comment here. You guys want me to read it? Y'all want to read it?
Please read the comment.
It says, "What's more important for us at United at this point? The Champions League, considering our history in Europe." We only have, what did I say?
Whatever pays more money.
We only have three Champions Leagues.
Gotta
pump up the numbers.
If you don't improve till Christmas, Antarctica's out, Rude takes over. Listen, do you want to know how I had a dream about this?
Oh, shit. Martin Luther King.
I am tired. This is what I would do. I would cut Ten Hag. I would bring in a manager and said, listen, you can get rid of everybody but...
Oh, you're turning out.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay.
Damn.
I'm getting rid of... I'm not on the fence no more. I can't do it no more. I can't do it no more because I don't like his man management at all.
Sneak the shit in there.
His man management is poor. The way... Something about him is not relating to these players. And I'm going to include Sancho in that, and I know that's not a good option to bring there, but he's not relating to the player. We've had bust-ups with Casemiro. Bruno now is saying some cheeky shit, talking
about
that? I'm more free with Portugal. I like the way we play with Portugal.
He eats better food.
Better food is crazy. So
saw that.
I got something for Bruno.
And your ass should have left in the fucking summer then, shouldn't you, Bruno?
Yeah, facts. But so I would tell the new manager, these players keep.
Right.
Lenny Euro, Garnacho,
Ahmad.
Kobe, Ahmad. Give me more.
Keeping Zerski? You keeping Rasmus?
Zerski. No, Rashford can go.
Rasmus.
Rasmus, yes. Zerski, yes.
Okay.
Now, everybody else on the list, if you don't like him, kick rocks. Guess who's left on the list? Rashford. Lissandro, I know that hurts.
Wow.
No, I'll keep Onana too.
You would keep
Onana.
Rashford?
Rashford can go.
We'll give Lissandro one more year. This is his first bad season. He had a great one. He had a hurt one.
But I'm just saying.
Six games. It's not a bad season. It's been six games.
So, and then I would tell Rude, this is your best chance to prove you can keep this, you can make this team work. He's gone. I just don't like Erik ten Hag's man management. I don't like his in-game tactics. Something is not right. McCarthy comes out and says, we're the best team in training I've ever seen. It's amazing. When we get to the field, it looks like shit. Something ain't right. Erik ten Hag is not getting better, progressively getting worse. We all watch these matches together, and we all talk. When we come here and talk, Sean talks. I've talked alone. We don't understand what's going on with his substitutions. We don't understand his tactics. He doesn't even drop Bruno anymore. I don't get it. He's scared to make big man moves. This club needs a big character who's not intimidated by players, whose tactics work on the pitch. And I don't think it's going to get better. He has Brentford coming up, and then he has Mourinho coming up in Europa.
Yep. And then Chelsea.
That's going to be the one.
Mourinho. I'm telling you, if Mourinho comes in with Sabitzer, I mean, not Amrabat and Fred and Clowns, I'm not going to no more.
We getting clouted. I'm telling you right now.
Hey, but here's the thing. What type of coach are we trying to get? We trying to get a long-term coach or just a short-term, like three
years? Rude has the best lane to prove that he can do something. If Rude can say, listen, I get this team back, and he shows it.
He proved it. He's proven it already. He has a proven record that he can coach a big club.
No.
So why you want to give him a shot?
I'm just going to tell Rude, you got the best chance because you're coaching the team right now. If not, you fired.
Wouldn't that be falling into the Ole thing, though? He has a good record, yes. So let's keep him.
Yes, it would.
So isn't that going back to repeating history?
Well, that's the thing. I think even with Rude, if Rude does well, then I'm all right with giving – if you do – you don't know what any of these managers are going to do once they get here. We all thought the manager before the last one was going to be great. Oh, Mourinho's going to be great. Oh, man.
Mourinho was great.
Van Hall's going to be great. Yeah, he lost his job, so he wasn't that great. Like, we didn't think to keep him, so he wasn't that great. So, like, we just – everybody – you don't know what anyone's going to do until the time. If you're doing well, if Rude does well, I'll give him the job. And I'll back him until he's unbackable, and then I'll go in the other direction. But this whole thing that, like, we need a guy that's going to be like this, that we like, we could have
got that guy ain't out there.
And it not worked out. We could have got Tuchel in and not worked out all the same. We don't know. We just don't know. But I don't think there's nothing wrong with sacking guys now and just trying the next thing. That's just what we have to be like.
Wouldn't we become Chelsea at that point, though, Mikey? Wouldn't we become Chelsea at that point?
What do you mean? Chelsea?
Like going coach after coach after coach after coach?
They did that and was winning leagues and winning Champions Leagues.
We've been saying that for 10 years now. We don't want to be like Chelsea. Chelsea's starting to fire. Chelsea's won a Champions League in that time. Chelsea's finished higher than us in this time. They've won things when we haven't. And they've been able to go through several managers. So now I'm of the mind now that I'm like, you know what? If we need to go through different managers to audition them to see, fine. But this whole hanging my hat on one guy because he's the right guy, right temperament. He could deal with the divas. We don't know until you get here.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
The shirt heavy when you're wearing it.
Sean, wouldn't you agree this club is a monster to deal with? I mean, you got media pressure. You got supporter pressure.
It stems from the top, really. It really does stem from the top of the Glazers ruining the club since we've been in, not having a great board and stuff. I think if we had owners that knew what they were doing, had a board in when Fergie left. I think we would be in a better position than we would now. One thing with, you know, swapping and firing managers that I don't agree with is, look, we've just got rid of most, like, 98% of the players that we had from the Mourinho, from the Oli era. We've finally just got rid of them. I know we have a backroom staff that do better contracts now, but when you keep swapping the players, you know, a manager likes a certain player and he can't always do that if he's been given a team. If you look at Chelsea, they have 48 players. Yes, they've won something in the time, but they have 48 players that they're struggling to get rid of, and they're treating their players like shit too. So, does it necessarily? Yes, it wins. At what cost, though? Like, you've got 48 players, and you've got players that are sitting on the bench, and they're buying players like Sancho, and Sancho's playing like shit once again. He had one good game for Chelsea. Now he's playing like shit again. So I think, you know, when I talk about top long term for a manager, we're never going to see a Fergie. We're never going to see a Wenger. Mm-hmm. We're never going to see a Pep again or a Klopp.
Yep.
I think a long term manager now is 5 years. So, you know, there is no long term, short term. I think you get a manager in until he does shit, gets rid of it. Kind of like Mikey says, by swapping them every year or 2 years, you're left with a team that is with five different managers, players, and then you're struggling to get the best out of them. Like, Anthony was wonderful at Ajax, but he's shit at Manchester United. Not suited for the Premier League, so when you get rid of players like that, the next coach that comes in is going to be like, oh, well, he's not very good. Let's get rid of him. Get my player in. But eventually you have that kind of, that's what we're doing with. Like, we're left with that right now. Like, we've finally got to the point where we've got Ten Hag's players in, and then Ten Hag's doing like shit. So the next coach is going to come in and go, oh, shit, I'm stuck with players, 11 players that have been signed in the last few years. I can't get rid of these. Like, who the fuck is going to buy Anthony right now? Like, yeah. you're not going to sell Zerski. You're not going to sell Rasmus. You're not going to sell all these players that we mentioned. No one's buying Eriksen. Too old. No one's buying Casemiro. Too old. No one's buying Evans. Too old. No one's buying Maguire. Too old. So we're left with no money to make, and this is why we're in $113 million worth of debt for the last 5 years.
Hey, what this sounds like? This sounds like a football club. This sounds like every other football club have this issue. Everybody else sacks their manager and tries another manager with different players. Everybody does it.
And speaking
Liverpool
of that,
didn't do it. City don't do it. Arsenal don't do it.
Okay.
So Klopp's been managing there for 400 years?
Let's
have to inherit other guys and make them work.
He was there for 11 years, wasn't he?
Let's
before that, what was it? Brendan Rodgers? He had to figure it out.
Brendan Rodgers was there for a while.
Yeah, he was there for 4 years.
He had to
figure it out with other guys. You have to figure it out. So just saying, oh, this guy's bad, this guy's bad, this one.
No, I agree with you in the aspect of like keeping, like, you can't fire a manager every 2 years. It just doesn't work.
Well,
it hasn't worked for us.
You're well, right now in the Premier League, the only two coaches that have been at their positions longer than Erik ten Hag are Arteta and Pep. Yeah. Everybody else has been removed and brought in new managers, and they're doing better than us.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Let me go some of the comments right here.
We got some comments real quick.
Blake Hardwood, we need someone with hair.
Don't be hating on people with bald head, man, Blake. Don't be doing that shit, bro. For real.
And Jeff, if we replace Ten Hag, we need a coach with Premier League experience, someone who knows the league play style.
Yeah, but there's not too many of those, though.
And, yeah. Another one. This Saturday, all roads lead to the Red Army barbecue and beach day at Dockwilder Beach, RSVP.
Salute to our press. Yep. Okay, salute, let's real them. Quick. We got 5 minutes, gentlemen. We have great topics. Everybody had great comments. Sean, I love what you said. Logan, everybody, I love what you said. We got Brentford this weekend. Real quick, we have injury problems and we have shit football. How do you feel? Everybody chime in. Give me your thoughts on the game. Let's be quick. We got about 5 minutes left. Go ahead, Ronaldo.
I have a little hope because we're home. We got a little break. A few people coming back. I think we could squeak in a 1-0.
Wow.
I feel like we're not going to lose. I don't know why. I'm stupid.
Well, damn. That made me confident. Logan, how you feel, Logan, about this match? We have injury concerns. We are going to be putting Johnny Evans at left back. We don't have a Garnacho. I guarantee that Ugarte won't play because his last game is tomorrow for international duty. So we'll probably have a midfield of.
No, they played today.
He played today?
They drew 0-0.
Okay, so Erik ten Hag will probably say he's not fit. And he's not ready to
he's
go.
He's still not going
to
play him. He's not going to start him.
Logan, how do you feel about going into this weekend?
Not great. We've been getting abused at left back all season, it feels like. And I know Johnny Evans is great, but Does he have legs?
Great.
Left back? And do we have someone to cover him? I don't know about that. So I'm worried. Brentford isn't playing as well as they have been past couple seasons. So I guess that's the positive. But
our is McGuire out? Struggling.
Yes, McGuire's out.
He's hurt.
Oh, then we lose 2-1.
I'm thinking 2-1.
Mikey, how do you feel going to the weekend?
I don't know, bro.
I know.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, 3-0. 3-0.
To us, we win?
3-0 either way. Who cares?
Here's our injuries. We have Garnacho out, Maguire out, Manu out, Shaw out, Euro out, Malassi out, Mazzarri out, Mount out. No Manu.
It doesn't matter. We're at this point now where we're like, oh, is this guy playing? Is that guy playing?
Anthony left back. Let's get a couple more million out of him.
Yeah.
God, I would love for him to ball out of left back.
Same. Yeah.
Sean, my brother, the birthday lad. How are you feeling about this weekend?
2-1 loss.
2-1 loss.
Wow, stop.
He's
everybody stop.
The only reason I'm saying that because Maguire's out is because Maguire could have played center back and we could have moved Martinez out to the left side.
We got Victor Lindelof. We got Lindelof.
We got Casey.
Lindelof, come on. Jesus.
Jeremy, how do you feel?
I got a 2-1 United.
That's my nigga.
Yeah,
I mean, my guy.
2-1 United. 2-1 United. Come on. That's exactly. Haters. Come on, man. Let's back the manager.
Yeah, I'm going to back him.
No, 2-1 United. I'm just trying to be optimistic.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to the beach after the game, regardless of the results. Win or lose.
Good vibes.
Win or lose, the supporters need to stay united.
Yes,
we
sir.
Can laugh or cry. Just do it together, united at the beach.
Where was mine and Mikey's invite for this? Ronaldo.
You're invited.
Are you flying in for
fly in. If you should fly in, I'll pick you up and you're invited.
I'll pick you up.
Honestly, I feel like we might do well because he's going to be forced to do different tactics. He might be forced into a back three in some way. He might be forced into more possession base because.
So you're hoping he's forced into something that's going to give us favorable results.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, because he doesn't have Garnacho to rely on. That means Amado play. Or he might play Anthony over Amad, which is crazy.
Anthony at left back, baby.
The midfield will probably be something like Casemiro, Eriksen, Bruno. I like when Eriksen plays. I hate to say it, but I like when Eriksen plays
it's
for us.
It's working. It's working right now.
I don't mind Eriksen playing.
So I'm going to predict a...
Yeah, I think he gives you, what, like good 60 minutes?
Oh, no. We played 90 the last two games. And he's balling for his...
Did we win those?
No, you're right. Thanks, Sean. Touche. Whoever said that, touche.
That was Sean.
I'm going to go with a crazy 2-2.
All right. That makes the most sense.
We don't have Scotty McTominay. I was going to say Scotty's going to come in. He tied Portugal today, and Cristiano lost his mind.
Yep.
So I'm going to go with the 2-2. I think everybody's pretty much lost. Couple wins. No draw. I'm going to go with the draw. Well, this could be the beginning of something beautiful or the beginning of...
It's a telling sign when you say it at the end. Everyone's just quiet. Everyone seems to...
I want to thank everybody for joining us. Ronaldo, Logan, thank you for breaking your virginity, Logan. Mikey, Sean, happy birthday to my guys in the studio. Thanks for showing up. This has been another one of those Casual Red Show.
See y'all Saturday at the barbecue.
Saturday. Oh, no. United Fan Zone 24.
Tomorrow.
Right, no, Thursday. Everybody check it out. And everybody who commented, we appreciate it. We're in the win.
Love.
Peace. Yeah.
And Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.